CBS World News brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines, your leading airline to Chicago with 80 fan jet flights every week. Now the news. Here is Neil Strauser reporting.
Good morning. This is Neil Strauser in New York with the CBS World News Roundup. More U.S. Marines are landing in Vietnam today, and American troops are still under fire in Santo Domingo. But attention also goes today to the civilian processes of justice in this country. In Haneville, Alabama, the jury resumes deliberations this morning on the fate of the man accused of killing Mrs. Viola Liuzzo. CBS News correspondent Nelson Benton reports from the scene.
Five farmers, a night watchman, a bookkeeper, an electrician, a mechanic, and a couple of county employees. These are the men who try again today to determine whether Klansman Collie Wilkins is or is not guilty of murdering civil rights worker Mrs. Viola Liuzzo. They sat for more than 4 hours into the night, failing to reach a verdict before the judge sent them to Montgomery to spend the night. They're considering the validity of an FBI informant's testimony that gave a shot-by-shot account of the killing, and the validity of a lady barkeep's story that the accused man was at her restaurant 100 miles away on the night of the killing, but she didn't remember the exact time. And they have the final words of the defense, a scathing denunciation of the state's star witness, and a ringing summary for white supremacy. They have the final words of the prosecutor, who told the jury that he would save his sermons for Sunday and talk about the case. That's part of what the 12 Lowndes County white men have on their minds when they try again to determine the fate of Collie Wilkins. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Haneville, Alabama.
The Senate, meanwhile, is picking up speed on the voting rights bill. Wells Church reports from Washington.
It looks this morning as though the showdown vote on outlawing all state and local poll taxes will come next Tuesday. Senator Edward Kennedy, Massachusetts Democrat, has a speech prepared for delivery today in which he asks a ban on all poll taxes from the day the bill is signed. He feels that such a ban is necessary to have any effect in next spring's congressional primary elections. Yesterday saw the defeat of the Southern Bloc's most ambitious amendment, 64-25. Senator Ervin, North Carolina Democrat, offered the amendment, which would have eliminated the so-called automatic triggering section of the bill, providing instead for the appointment of federal voting registrars only after a federal court had found discrimination against Negro voters. Wells Church, CBS News, Washington.
Elsewhere on the national scene, the Minneapolis area, the target of floods last month, has now been hit by death-dealing tornadoes. Jerry Brennan of station WCCO reports.
A band of tornadoes roared through Minneapolis and its suburbs last night, killing and destroying at random. At least two dozen individual twisters were sighted during the 6 hours of hell, ending sometime around midnight. It is still too early to appraise all of the damage, but this much we know for certain. Nearly a dozen persons have been killed, hundreds injured, and scores of homes and businesses exploded into pulp. More of the tragedy could be buried under rubble that was homes in a half a dozen suburbs. The entire story will unravel slowly as rescue workers and families pick their way through mounds of debris that until last night were expensive homes. Suburbs west and north of Minneapolis were the hardest hit. Four persons were killed in Suburban Mound, where one twister flattened 300 homes. Three persons were killed in Spring Lake Park, northeast of Minneapolis. In downtown Minneapolis itself, police raced through the streets, ordering people back into stores and shelter, only moments before wind and hail smashed through the city. Radio warnings are credited with preventing a higher casualty toll. This is Jerry Brennan reporting in Minneapolis.
And here at WCCO Radio Now, we hear reports of windstorm moving through the area. It passed through Hamel with high winds that bent trees to the ground. It was very brief and moving easterly. Crystal Airport reported heavy rain and high winds. Minnetonka Mills, rain, hail, and gusty winds. At County Road 18 and Cedar Lake Road, hail. At Golden Valley, hail. At northwestern New Hope, Crystal suburb, there was hail. Now, the latest report places the storm about in Brooklyn Center, moving easterly towards Fridley. Lots of rain and wind reports of nearly 50 to 60 miles an hour. Those are our latest reports. It's gone through Long Lake. There is a marble-sized hail 2 miles south of Hopkins, and we'll keep you up to date on where that storm is moving.
Thanks, Chuck. We'd like to say for the benefit of Roger Erickson's wife and others that Roger Erickson and our helicopter is on the ground now because of the severe rain, heavy rain and winds there at the New Brighton Arms plant. That our helicopter's on the ground. We'll have a report from Roger Erickson in just 1 minute.
We'll be getting up to cruising altitude very shortly. I hope you enjoy the flight. Thank you.
It's just 45 seconds since we left the runway, and already we're at 4,000 feet. This is Tom Moore climbing fast on a Northwest Orient Airlines fan jet. We're headed for cruising altitude, 30,000 feet, and our fan jet can get us there 9 minutes faster. So we'll be up over the weather while ordinary jets would still be climbing through it. That's why it's so nice to know that when you fly Northwest, your jet is always a fan jet. For reservations, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines.
The fan jet airline.
Now you can fly fan jets direct from the Twin Cities to Philadelphia, your choice of four flights on Northwest Orient Airlines. Mounds View Edgewood Junior High School, Red Oak Elms School, 621 District, are closed today, and buses only in the passable roads there in Mounds View Village. Schools will be open in Minnetonka District 276. Chuck?
Latest word, Howard, is that Blaine Village has just had high winds and hail, and it's letting up a little bit right now. South of Anoka, rain, hail, and high winds, 30 to 40 to 50 mile-an-hour winds. Of course, these are estimates. At 23rd and 2nd Street northeast of Minneapolis, gusty winds and hail right now. There's a registration point for the Fridley victims, incidentally, for the Red Cross to let their relatives know that they're all right. County Road I and Highway 8 is that registration point. Back to you, Howard.
Yes, a line of heavy thunderstorms from Elk River on the north to Le Sueur on the south is moving to the east-northeast and will pass over the Twin Cities area during the next 1 to 2 hours. Precautions are advised for strong winds, heavy rain, and possible hail. Now we rejoin the CBS network for CBS World News Roundup.
Gunfire along the line between Dominican rebels and American troops continues to make the ceasefire here more theoretical than effective. Yesterday, 4 American Marines were killed and 2 were wounded. 2 civilian newspaper men were also wounded. Later in the afternoon, the American embassy was brought under heavy sniper fire. The shooting is sporadic and sometimes apparently accidental. No side appears ready to make any general attack, and all sides seem to be keeping within their lines. The Marines suffered their casualties when a 7-man force took a wrong turn in the road and ended up deep inside rebel territory in Santo Domingo. 2 other Marines who were captured in this incident were freed the same day with the help of a U.S. Peace Corps official. American Peace Corps volunteers are still working openly in rebel areas, and rebel officials say they consider the Peace Corps non-political and humanitarian. Meantime, the buildup of American forces continues here. It's expected that the American commitment will total more than 30,000 men by the end of this week. Robert Jackney, CBS News, Santo Domingo.
Today marks the beginning of a weekend round of celebrations of the 20th anniversary of the end of the war in Europe. A preview from Marvin Kalb in Moscow.
Soviet Premier Kosygin is in Berlin. Presidium member Podgorny is in Prague. A low-ranking Chinese delegation flanked by North Korean and North Vietnamese groups and preceded by East European delegations, also fairly low-ranking, have arrived in Moscow. The red banners of May Day are still hanging from government buildings. Same for giant portraits of the post-Khrushchev leadership, still so collective-minded that their portraits are placed in alphabetical order. By coincidence, or is it, Party Chief Brezhnev is first. No Khrushchev anywhere. All this on the eve of the 20th anniversary of VE Day, which is referred to here as Victory Over Fascist Germany Day. Indeed, the theme being struck here zeroes in on an unholy coalition, as Moscow sees it, of so-called fascist generals and politicians in Bonn and right-wing madmen in Washington who are allegedly moving the world towards another major war. Marshal Krylov, commander-in-chief of Soviet rockets, warned America today that Russian missiles have an unlimited range and maximum destructive force. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, Moscow.
The latest from the Soviet Union.
Give wings to your heart, your spirit soar on Northwest Orient Airlines.
For the fastest service to Washington, D.C., look to Northwest Orient Airlines. You can take Northwest Fanjet straight through our nation's capital. No changing planes along the way. In addition to daily fan jets, Northwest offers low-fare jet prop service, including a nonstop flight every afternoon at 5:20. You're there in less than 3 hours. For reservations of the fastest flights to Washington, D.C., call your travel agent or...
Northwest Orient!
Traveling to Detroit? Choose from 6 Northwest fan jets timed throughout the day, 3 of them nonstop. The next portion of CBS World News Roundup is sponsored by the Milk Foundation, who urge you to make it milk for lunch. Chuck Lilligren now reporting.
Howard, we had a report of terrific wind, hail, and rain in Coon Rapids. This also going through Southdale. Bloomington has heavy rain and hail. It's windy there. The Kenwood area reports, and latest two reports are from 52nd and Portland in Minneapolis and 46th in Lindale South, where they have mothball-sized hail. And in all conditions, it's almost impossible to see because the sky is just black in these areas.
Concerning these thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging winds are expected in an approximate area along and 60 miles either side of a line from 40 miles west-southwest of Minneapolis to 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, from 7 o'clock this morning till 1 o'clock this afternoon. In southeastern Minnesota, this includes the area bounded by a line from the Minnesota-Wisconsin border near Pine City westward to 20 miles west of St. Cloud, southward to 20 miles southwest of Albert Lea, and eastward to La Crosse, and this includes the Twin Cities area. We have this report from Moundsview. Edgewood Junior High School will be closed today, and Red Oak Elm School, District 621, will be closed today. And in Moundsview Village, buses only on the roads where it's passable, logically. Schools will be open in Minnetonka, District 276. Schools will be open in Minnetonka, District 276. Time now is 12 minutes past 7. CCO temperature is 64 degrees. And incidentally, if you have rain and darkness in your area, please don't phone our WCCO Radio News Bureau unless you find that it's a severe wind or you see any kind of funnel. Then call us. Otherwise, our switchboards are swamped and we're trying to make way and room for other more important calls. Mister, are you a pre-dinner nibbler? After work, are you so hungry that you open the refrigerator before you even kiss your wife? Well, you're spoiling your appetite. Instead of nibbling, drink a glass of cool, refreshing milk, the Vitality Drink. Milk is the perfect pre-meal hunger stopper. Contains 86 good health nutrients that'll help you relax so you can really enjoy dinner. Give you the quick lift you need after a hard day and ease the hunger pangs without taking away from your appetite. And after work, when you come roaring home, remember that. And drink a glass of milk instead of nibbling. But please, on the way to the refrigerator, will you just say hello to your wife? And then sing her a romantic little song. Build up your vitality with milk, a glass of refreshing milk. Time now is 13 minutes past 7. Twin City temperature is 64 degrees, and it's dark, cloudy, and repeating once again. A line of heavy thunderstorms from Elk River on the north to Le Sueur on the south is moving right now to the east-northeast, and is passing over portions of the Twin Cities area and northern suburbs, and will continue to do so during the next 1 to 2 hours. Precautions are advised for strong winds, heavy rain, and possible hail. Roger Erickson and our WCCO helicopter is on the ground now to escape this severe wind. Chuck, you have any report there to make?
We have a report that there are areas where it's letting up a little bit. In Brooklyn Center, it's let up, but Circle Pines and Bloomington and Lake area are still getting heavy thunderstorms. In Blaine, 105th Northeast in Blaine, it passed through at 7:13. Just barely letting up a little bit. Minnetonka Mills area, it's clearing a little. The hail looks like the snow on the ground near Osseo. The storm passing through there now. This storm is fairly widespread and hitting some of the areas that got hit by the storm. We had a report that the school bus company pulled their buses in up near the Anoka Number 11 school because of the weather conditions right at present.
Schools will be open in Minnetonka District 276 today. CBS News has been brought to you by the Milk Foundation, who remind you that cottage cheese belongs in your diet. Stand by now for DeHaven with local news and the weather news.
Why smoke them if you can't taste them? Can't taste them.
Can't taste them.
Can't taste
them. Smoke Old Gold filters. Old Gold filters give you taste. Flavors that never came through a filter before.
Twin City temperature 64 degrees. In each of three distinct lines of Ramblers, take your choice of two- or four-door sedans, smart-looking carry-a-lot station wagons, beautifully styled hardtops, and now a fourth, the Marlin. Altogether, 30 models. You're bound to find the Rambler that says, "Drive me home." See them all today or tonight at any Twin City area Rambler dealers. Standard Oil and your local Standard Oil dealers and agents invite you to listen to the Standard News Roundup.
Yes, this is Bob DeHaven reporting on Not So Lovely a Morning on the 7th of May, 1965. Highlight of the news, of course, is one tornadoes deal death and destruction to Minneapolis. Kano KCI Radio has reported it is clearing in Anoka, and more details in a minute.
Halts! Filters! Guards and bars, it halts. Filters, guards and bars.
Microscopic particles that slow down modern cars.
Halts, filters, guards and bars.
Microscopic particles that slow down modern cars.
All gasolines pick up impurities in transport and storage. But Standard Oil dealers have the American Final Filter right on the pump nozzle to trap harmful impurities that can choke fuel line filters and strangle the flow of gasoline.
It halts filters, guards, and bars.
Microscopic particles that slow down modern cars.
Filler up filtered at Standard Oil dealers. You expect more from Standard, and you get it. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
And now the news. A request from the police departments. Don't call except in cases of extreme emergency because the lines to the police departments are blocked with calls already. Even as workers continue to search for victims of last night's tornadoes, a new severe weather warning was issued this morning by the Weather Bureau. The forecast for severe thunderstorms applies to portions of southeastern Minnesota and north and central Wisconsin. It states that a few severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging winds are expected in an area along 60 miles either side of a line from 40 miles west to southwest of Minneapolis to 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, until 1 o'clock this afternoon, Central Standard Time. In southeastern Minnesota, this includes an area bounded by a line from the Minnesota-Wisconsin border to near Pine City, westward to 20 miles west of St. Cloud, then southward to 20 miles southwest of Albert Lea, and eastward to La Crosse, Wisconsin. The Twin Cities are included in the forecast area. Nature has dealt the Twin Cities another hard blow, this time in the form of tornadoes. A series of twisters struck hard in several Minneapolis suburbs early yesterday evening, killing at least 11 persons and injuring several hundred. The twisters struck at Norwood, Minnesota, then around Lake Minnetonka, and the communities of Wayzata, Excelsior, Mound, Glencoe, Fridley, and Spring Lake Park. Four persons died in Mound. They were 84-year-old Mrs. Julia Iverson, Mr. and Mrs. Clarence Paulson, who were found dead after being blown 100 yards from their wrecked home, and an unidentified victim. 26-year-old Robert E. Clark of Anoka was found dead in the street. An unidentified woman was found dead in the street in Spring Lake Park. 79-year-old Alma Grindy in Spring Lake Park. 56-year-old Raymond Perbix found crushed in a cornfield at North Field, at Norwood. An unidentified woman died in North Memorial Hospital. The 10th victim, an unidentified man, was found in the street in Mounds View. And 3-month-old Helene Hawley was killed when the storm wrecked her family's trailer in Fridley. More than 400 persons were injured. Mercy Hospital in Coon Rapids treated more than 100. North Memorial in Robbinsdale about 150. Methodist Hospital in St. Louis Park, 22. St. Mary's Hospital in Minneapolis, 6. St. Barnabas Hospital in Minneapolis, 3. And Hennepin County General Hospital, 30. In all, the tornadoes hit Chanhassen, Mound, Cottagewood, Deep Haven, Excelsior, Spring Lake Park, Moundsview, Fridley, Norwood, Glencoe, Navarre, and Coon Rapids. It is now 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, that's Central Standard Time, and the temperature is 63 degrees. WCCO newsman Jerry Brennan has just toured the hard-hit Fridley area. Here is his report.
The destruction in Fridley is indescribable. The tornadoes passed through one residential section twice. Some homes are completely gone, and I mean just that. There is no roof, no windows, no doors, no walls, nothing, not even debris, just the basement. The people in one house were huddled in the basement during the storm. First of all, the roof was ripped off, then the walls blown away, and then when they were left without shelter, their car was dumped down into the basement with them. Fortunately, there were no injuries. Cars are strewn all across the landscape, and the homes that are still standing look as though they have been in the midst of an explosion. Walls are bulged, windows are shattered, doors are blackened, roofs are blown off. The trailer court on Highway 65 was extremely hard hit. At least 200 trailers have been smashed. Rescue workers are still picking their way through the debris. Communications have been cut in Fridley. I'm now calling from New Brighton because there are no communications. The telephone lines are down, as are the electrical lines. This is Jerry Brennan, WCCO Radio News in New Brighton.
In the darkness of last night, rescue workers had no idea how many other victims might be dead or awaiting rescue. Dr. Dwayne Orne, who worked overnight in an emergency headquarters set up in Spring Lake Park, said some people are unaccounted for and some may be out there who may die of shock and exposure if we don't get to them. Doctors work by battery power lights or flashlights on the 100 to 125 patients brought into hospitals and makeshift emergency centers. Searchlights probe the wreckage outside to help searchers. A young father roamed through a Spring Lake Park emergency center set up in a roller rink in search of his son. A 15-month-old girl was brought in. She didn't know who her parents were. Governor Karl Rovog ordered out the National Guard to maintain order and aid in rescue work. He visited Mercy Hospital in Coon Rapids at midnight, where more than 100 persons had been treated and 25 were hospitalized with severe injuries. Another twister was spotted in Wisconsin last night, just north of Hudson. St. Croix County Sheriff's Office said a tornado was seen by a farmer 6 miles north of the city, but authorities said the funnel did not set down. Counties surrounding St. Croix did not report damage, although there were some high winds and thunderstorms. Senate majority and minority leaders agree that the legislature can finish by the May 24th adjournment date. Senator John Zwack of Walnut Grove, the majority leader, said the Senate is able to do all that must be done in the 2 weeks remaining. Agreeing, minority leader Paul Thuy of South St. Paul said the legislature owes it to the people to finish on time, in his words, even if it is necessary to work around the clock. Two more Minnesota communities have announced that they will go on daylight saving time at 2 a.m. Sunday, the same time as St. Paul and several suburbs. The latest to take action are Stillwater and St. Croix Beach. Meanwhile, the Minnesota House and Senate General Legislation Committees discussed advancing the start of DST from its legal date of May 23rd, but took no action. Democratic Farmer Labor Party Chairman George Farr charges that the 1965 Minnesota legislature is setting a record for sluggishness. Farr told newsmen that the 1963 session had acted on all major appropriation bills by this date, but none have passed either house this session. Conservative leaders, however, remain confident the session will wind up on a schedule of May 24th. We have already quoted Senator Paul Thuy, the liberal minority leader, who said he feels the deadline will be met. Now at 23 after 7 o'clock, we take the time usually occupied by our sponsor, Standard Oil, to give you the weather. Cloudy skies, widely scattered showers, and mild forecasts are predicted for most of CCO land today. A radar report shows that a heavy wind and thunderstorm is moving into the Twin Cities area, the leading edge of the storm approaching the western suburbs of Minneapolis and is moving eastward. The storm, which is some 20 miles long, stretches from a northern point near St. Michael, southwestward to Jordan. You must stay tuned to WCCO for the latest weather information. Twin Cities partly cloudy through tomorrow with occasional periods of thunderstorms. High today 80, low tonight 55, high tomorrow 75, low tomorrow night 55. The temperature now is 63, humidity is 100, barometer 29.83, unsteady, wind northwest at 17, gusty up to 26. That's the Standard Oil News. Come in, Howard.
This program is another service of Standard Oil Division of American Oil Company and the more than 21,000 Standard Oil dealers and agents in Mid-America who give meaning to the pledge, you expect more from Standard and you get it. Tomorrow morning, your host will be Butternut Coffee, the coffee that tastes best. Schools will be open in Minnetonka District 276. Emmanuel Lutheran School at Hamburg will be closed because of power damage this morning. St. Timothy School will be closed in Blaine Village. You get not one, not two, but three colorful magazines with the big St. Paul Sunday Pioneer Press, including TV Tab, one of America's best entertainment sections. TV Tab gives you a full week schedule of television programs, highlights, and TV movies, plus radio and theater news, too. So get it every Sunday with the Pioneer Press.
Light up a Kent, you've got a good thing going. Good taste going when you light up a Kent. Light up a Kent.
Anoka District 11 schools will be open. Buses will run after the storm is over. Anoka District 11 schools will be open. The buses will run this morning after the storm is over. Now it's sports time, presented by Swanberg and Sheafy Buick.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick. 65 Buick.
Now for Swanberg and Sheafy, the Northwest's largest Buick dealer. Here is Chuck Lilligren sitting in for our news, our CCO sports director, Paul Giel.
Thank you there, Howie.
He was chased back home by the storm, wasn't he?
Storm sent him home again.
Yes.
It was really bad. Yesterday, the Minnesota Twins could have stayed home. Yeah. Baltimore Orioles 5, Minnesota 1. The Twins will meet Chicago White Sox tonight. Los Angeles beat Kansas City 5-4 in a night game. New York Yankees at Cleveland Indians in a night game postponed because of rain. In the National League, Chicago 5, Pittsburgh 3. In a twilight game, Los Angeles 4, Cincinnati Reds 3. Last night's fight, Jim Beattie, 238 pounds of St. Paul, knocked out Orvin Vesey of Stamford, Connecticut in two rounds. Two-round knockout for Beattie. Former Los Angeles Lakers center Jim Krebs was killed last night in a freak accident near his suburban Woodland Hills, California home. The 30-year-old Krebs was helping a neighbor cut down a tree when, according to the coroner, the tree fell and crushed him. The 6'8", 230-pound star began his National Basketball Association career with the Lakers in 1957 in Minneapolis. Another court session is scheduled today to keep the heavyweight title fight between champion Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston from being held in Boston. District Attorney Garrett Byrne is seeking a court order banning the bout. He claims the promoter of record, Sam Silverman, is not the actual promoter. He says the real promoter is Intercontinental Promotions Incorporated, an out-of-state corporation not licensed in Massachusetts. An official of Sports Vision, which is handling the closed-circuit television, says today is the deadline for deciding whether to hold the fight in Boston. He adds, "We'll hold this fight May 25th if we have to hold it on a barge in a Florida swamp." Cleveland has been mentioned as a possible site of the Cassius Clay Sonny Liston heavyweight title fight if it isn't held in Boston, but Cleveland Boxing Commissioner Dave Ott says he's emphatically opposed to the bout being held in that Ohio city. After 60 years in the automobile business, you can be sure the folks at Swanberg and Sheafy know the score on used cars. At Swanberg and Sheafy right now, you'll find nearly 400 first-rate, carefully reconditioned used cars. Most of these used cars are low-mileage trade-ins on new Buicks. All of them have been completely checked out by Swanberg and Sheafy mechanics to make sure they're the kind of cars Swanberg and Sheafy can stand behind. If you're in the market for a used car, you owe it to yourself to see Swanberg and Sheafy first. You get better selection, better price, better financing. And best of all, you get the peace of mind that goes with buying from folks with a reputation of 60 years of fair dealing. Nothing down with your trade. Make no payments at all till July. See Swanberg and Sheafy Buick. Open till 9 p.m. at University in East Hennepin, 2530 Central Northeast off Lowry, and 601 East Lake Street at Portland. San Francisco Giant baseball star Orlando Cepeda may be in for another knee operation. Last December, cartilage was removed from the left side of Cepeda's right knee. Now the star first baseman says doctors may have to remove cartilage from the right side. Incidentally, Robin Roberts, who beat the Twins now last night, is now 38 years old, seems to be getting better and better. He's got a 4-0 record this season. His latest, that 5-1 win over the Twins. U.S. Auto Club officials have grounded 6 rear-engine cars from further practice for the Indianapolis 500-mile auto race. The ban will remain in effect until modifications are made in their hub carriers. The carrier is a part of the rear axle assembly. The carrier broke in a car driven by A.J. Foyt Wednesday. The driver crashed into a retaining wall. Heavy traffic is expected at Darlington International Raceway today as drivers seek to fill 20 positions still open in Saturday's $50,000 Rebel 300 starting field. Only a dozen cars had earned berths in the 32-car lineup after 2 days of time trials Wednesday and Thursdays. And Polish authorities have canceled games scheduled by an All-American star basketball team in 5 cities of Poland. That's the sports news. Chuck Lilligren sitting in for Paul Giel, reporting for Swanberg and Sheafy.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick, 65 Buick.
Sports Time has been presented by Swanberg and Sheafy Buick, the Twin Cities' oldest car dealer, University and East Hennepin. Tomorrow, Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company presents Sports Time. In a moment, first bank notes. The Red Cross has issued a plea for anyone involved in the tornadoes to register at two centers provided to take care of storm victims. By registering, it will make it easier for relatives to keep track of each other. These centers are at the Highway Department Civil Defense Training Center on County Road I and Highway 8. Holy Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fridley is another center. County Road I and Highway 8 is the registration point for Fridley victims. The premier open house of the Twin Cities' newest and most modern office building will be held today from 1:30 to 5:30. It's Apache Office Park at 2500 39th Avenue Northeast, offering fully carpeted, air-conditioned office space for as low as $80 a month. Receptionist service and covered parking in the building at no extra cost. See this new concept in fine offices. 1:30 to 5:30 today at Apache Office Park in the Apache Center Complex, 2500 39th Avenue Northeast. Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO.
Next business trip, arrive at your destination relaxed and ready for business. Fly Ozark. Example, go-getters go Ozark to Florida, or to Peoria, that is, Ozark to Peoria for just $47 round trip, thrift trip plus tax. Call Ozark Airlines or your travel agent.
First National Bank invites you now to join us for the Banknote Show. Time, weather, and song, helping busy people to get up and go.
Well, this is Bob DeHaven with Joyce Lamont, your regular 7:30 program, sponsored by the First National Bank today. And we've had instructions from the bank that our time is to be given to whatever purpose will aid helping the victims of the tornadoes and the bad storms this morning. We shall begin with music and interrupt that any moment for public service information. Sponsor, First National Bank of Minneapolis. The time is 26 minutes before 8 o'clock, and that is Central Standard Time. Anoka-Hennepin School District Number 11, no school buses will run until further notice. Anoka-Hennepin School District Number 11, no school buses will run until further notice. St. Vincent School, Osseo, buses will not start running till 9 o'clock this morning. No school at Prince of Peace Lutheran Day School at Spring Lake Park. And the temperatures, Joyce?
63, high today 80.
The phones are ringing and the machines are running and people are scurrying here at WCCO Radio. And when we have further information, new information, on the results of the storm and tornadoes, it'll be right on this program on First Banknotes and on this station, WCCO.
Hello, this is the Answer Bank.
Answer Bank? But I dialed the First National Bank.
That's right. First National Bank of Minneapolis is the Answer Bank. And this is Alan Gray speaking for the Answer Man at First National.
What?
You see, First National of Minneapolis provides more than 50 separate banking services. And the one thing that's common to all these services is answers. For years, First National has been giving helpful answers to all kinds of money problems. No matter what the question is, if it's about money, somebody at First National will help you find an answer. Now, what was it you wanted?
I forget.
Do you need somebody to look after your estate? Want to earn more interest and pay less tax? Do you want to save money in financing home construction? Want to know what kind of savings pay you best? Maybe your company has a payroll handling problem. Anything like that?
I need money.
You called the right place. First National Bank of Minneapolis, the Answer Bank.
The temperature is 63 degrees in the Twin Cities and the humidity is 100%. Barometer 29.83 and unsteady. Wind northwest at 17 and gusts up to 26. Minneapolis suburban residents are digging out from under the debris caused by tornadoes last night, which left at least 11 persons dead and hundreds injured. Hardest hit were the communities around Lake Minnetonka and the northern suburbs of Fridley and Spring Lake Park. Officials fear that more victims may be trapped in the debris of their collapsed homes. Reports have been coming to us, at least since I've been listening in, since about 4:30 this morning, from various sources, one of which is the helicopter. And in the helicopter is our announcer, Roger Erickson. He was forced to land and stay down when the rainstorm hit at about 7 o'clock or 7:15. And we expect to hear from him again, of course. And Jerry Brennan is in the suburb of Fridley, I believe the hardest hit location of any in Minnesota. So stay tuned to this program, First Bank Notes. It has been turned over to the use of the public. We'll have music, but interrupt if needed. Listening to First Bank Notes yesterday scolded me in absentia, speaking to one of our phone operators. We're not giving the titles of the selections. I'd better make up for that. The first one you heard, I Want to Be Happy. The one just concluded, Old Cape Cod by Neil Hefti. The temperature is 63 degrees in the Twin Cities. It's 21 minutes, that's standard time, before 8 o'clock. This morning, we want to join the First Banks in extending golden anniversary greetings to a Robbinsdale firm, which has played a key role in the growth of Robbinsdale and neighboring areas for half a century. It is the Howard Lumber Company on 42nd Avenue North in Robbinsdale, which is 50 years old today. To Mrs. Alma K. Howard, and I know her personally, President and Treasurer, and to Albert W. Steele, Vice President and Secretary, our very best regards. Mr. Steele is a director of one of our first banks, First Robbinsdale State, and Mrs. Howard's late husband, Thomas P. Howard, was on the board for some 40 years. We are happy indeed to offer a golden anniversary salute to the Howard Lumber Company of Robbinsdale, 50 years old today. Mrs. Howard told me when I made a recording with her some years ago, about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, that as a girl, she used to drive in a horse and buggy with her parents to Robbinsdale and take the streetcar to Minneapolis. One of our pioneers, and what a happy day for Mrs. Alma K. Howard.
Temperature is 63. High today in the Twin Cities, 80, up to 75 tomorrow.
Our studio door is opened. Oh, a person came in but had nothing to give us for the air. All right, we'll continue. Our sponsor, First National Bank of Minneapolis this morning, Jerry Vail will sing, Pretend You Don't See Her, after which we'll have a report from Rog Erickson.
Look somewhere above her, pretend you don't love her.
pretend you don't see her. My heart, although she is coming our way, pretend you don't need her. My heart, but smile and pretend to be gay.